From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet on April 27th in the truce village of Panmunjom. Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one Kim proposed with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework in the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
President Trump said he is willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said she was excited to be back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants, angered at her championing the education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi's office that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls and ask Pakistanis to be united on issues like providing better health care and education. Abbasi praised Yousafzai for her sacrifices and role in the promotion of girls' education. The hospital treating Yulia Skripal, the daughter of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, who was poisoned with her father March 4th, is no longer in critical condition and is improving rapidly. The hospital said she has responded well to treatment and that her father is in critical but stable condition. Britain has accused Russia for carrying out the nerve gas attack, but Moscow denies any wrongdoing. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Philip Alexio reports the initial results of Egypt's presidential election show a landslide win for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
In the lead-up to the election, several potential candidates were arrested or withdrew from the race under pressure. Counting began after polls closed late Wednesday, wrapping up 3 days of voting. Egyptian authorities went to great lengths to bolster turnout in a bid to give the election legitimacy. Provincial governors and other officials promised incentives and financial rewards, and in some cases resorted to threats to get people to the polls. Official results are expected on April 2nd. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The United Nations Human Rights Office called on authorities in Venezuela Thursday to carry out a speedy investigation into a prison riot and fire that resulted in the deaths of 68 people. Jason Albano has more.
A state official said that the fire has since been put out, but that a policeman had apparently been shot in the leg. Many Venezuelan prisons are lawless and have been for decades. Prisoners often openly wield machine guns and grenades, use drugs, and leave guards largely powerless. Its prisons are also famously overcrowded. One local prison rights activist said, "There are people in those dungeons, and the authorities don't know they exist because they don't dare to enter."
That was reporter Jason Albano. Prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney will be representing two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar. Ryan Brooks has more.
Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, said in a statement the two reporters, quote, were being prosecuted simply because they reported the news. Both have told relatives that they were arrested almost immediately after they had been handed rolled-up papers by two policemen they had never met before, after they'd been invited for dinner by the officers. The UN and many Western nations have demanded the charges be dropped. Their arrests come amid concerns by rights activists of a crackdown on press freedom in Myanmar.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. Kenyan opposition politician Maguna Maguna alleged he was drugged and deported to Dubai Thursday. Maguna says in a Facebook post that he had been detained in a bathroom at Nairobi's International Airport since Monday, when he returned from Canada after being deported last month. Maguna says authorities broke into the bathroom Thursday and injected him with a substance, then dragged him onto an Emirates Airlines aircraft. Russia's RIA news agency says that Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov said Thursday that talks with Syria's Jaish al-Islam rebels about leaving Eastern Ghouta were underway. He also said that there was a chance for progress in the talks. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.